Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. Sir Chris Wilson and I, well, we talked about many things. And in this segment, we talk about, the ancestral diet. And then we get into olive oil, which we will continue in the episode that follows this. But here is Sir Chris Wilson.
You know, when I went in to make myself a liter lighter, I weighed myself. I'm 94 kilos.
Yeah.
So 99.9 to 94. So I'm assuming that's just fluids.
Yeah, that's very, yeah. And that usually when you lose a bunch of weight, that just make a massive change, that's the first thing to go is fluid.
Yeah.
And it actually, yeah, I mean, yeah, 5 kilos of fluid does not surprise me at all.
No, that's 5 liters.
Yeah, that's a lot. And so, yeah, and that's where you can easily gain or lose, that amount of weight in a day. So,
I mean, that's the thing is if you wanted to gain Biggest Loser, that would be you'd wait until you get to the hard bit. So while you're losing fluids easy, you just drink as much water as you possibly can. And then when you're actually down to the hard bits, you when everybody slowed down, that's when you sort of starve yourself, you defluid.
But, well, yeah. Well, the problem you ever notice with the Biggest Loser is they never have a reunion show. They've never had one.
Ooh, wow. Biggest Loser reunion. Where are they now?
Yeah. Well, there's a reason for that. And it's because they, because if you look at what they ate, at least in, I don't know if they did an Australian version or not, but
they've done a few.
Well, okay. So the American version, so it's, Jillian Michaels and whoever the other guy was,
I think it had an Iron Man and, some other Iron Woman.
Well, yeah, first of all, if you're on television, you're not a real fitness trainer, because real fitness trainers are busy actually, with clients and are good. So, Vinny Tortorich talks about some of his experiences with some of the people in Hollywood, because he was a celebrity trainer for a while, and it was, he got asked to do shows and like, no, it's like, okay, well, but if you look at what they, did on Biggest Loser, it was all calories in, calories out. And honestly, for a period of time, you can lose weight on that, but long-term that's not sustainable, and whatever approach you take has to be something that you can live with for the rest of your life. So, so for a short period of time, you could go down to 1200 calories or whatever and you'd lose some weight. Eventually your body's going to figure out, hey, food's really scarce. So it actually it's a neat, simple and wrong, assumption about how the body works is that, yeah. So you assume that your body's going to assimilate all the calories that you're eating properly, which it's not always going to. And then you also assume the body's not going to change how much it needs. And there's lots of things that change what the body needs as far as its caloric output or whatever. And if you continually feed the body, not enough, no calorie or, or not enough calories, the body's going to downregulate its metabolism so that it needs less. And so that's that's what actually happens with people that say, okay, people that maybe can go 6 months without, on a 1200 calorie diet. But at some point they stop losing weight because the body isn't dumb. The body figures out, hey, I'm only getting 1200 calories a day. So it downregulates what it needs to get to that point of, And likewise, sometimes if you eat too many calories, actually the body will just kind of burn through it, right? It's like, I experience this sometimes. It's like some days I'm much warmer than others, right? And it's literally the body's just giving off heat. It's like, okay, I've got this excess energy. I'm going to do stuff. And so sometimes, I noticed this when I started fasting initially, right? I was cold. And it was because my body, I didn't have enough calories. And so the body was down regulating its caloric needs to account for the lack of nutrients. And so that's what it did. Now there's a different, by the way, there's a difference between no caloric input and, not enough, right? So you know, that, so that you can, this is why people can fast for multiple days, because, you know, in the absolute absence of calories, your body figures that out. And that's why you have body fat, right? The body fat is there to get you through time, you know, the body fat gets you through the times when you don't have, you know, that you don't have the big woolly mammoth to eat. And by the way, it's winter and there's nothing growing. So that's, also, by the way, you know, that's why they're, you know, fruit grows in the summer and you eat some of it and you gain a few pounds. That's actually normal. And, you know, that's to get you through the winter months when you pretty much have to, you know, you have to hunt things. Right. And you hope. And so, we're not particularly strong as far as a species goes, right? We're not particularly fast either, but we have brains, we know how to use tools, and we can kill all kinds of things. And by the way, we can take foods that in their natural state would not be edible, but do things to them to make them edible, and we can unlock the nutrients from them and such. So, foods that are prepared in the traditional methods, and I'm not talking about from the grocery store, but I'm, you go like Aboriginal style, right? Mm. You go out in the bush and you find, and you do it the way that the Aborigines did stuff. You know, that stuff's probably a lot healthier, because it's, because they've learned through the years how to take food that's, you know, in its natural form can't be eaten and make it edible. We've done all these things with industrial processing and stuff to short circuit all of these processes and make them faster, but we probably lose a bunch of the nutrients that way. And, certainly, and maybe even break it down a little too much. And so that when it comes into our body takes it on differently and it harms us more than it nourishes us. And so that's so I think, get back to basics, right? Get back to, having food prepared in its natural, in ancestral ways, I guess, is probably gonna be better.
Caveman diet.
Yeah. 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 I mean, there's a reason why some carnivores are doing really great. Right. And it's, because it is more ancestral. And, by the way, when we ate animals, we ate them nose to tail. We only eat certain cuts of the meat. Now we used to eat all the organs and the bones and everything, and the bones become bone, you make the bones into bone broth and everything. And by the way, that's where all the nutrients in the animals are. It's actually in those other things that we don't normally need. So, eating, so we probably do need to eat nose to tail if we're going to eat animals, because that's where you're getting, because there's nutrients that you can't get other ways that are in those foods. And, it's something I need to improve as well, as I need to, I've actually started adding liverwurst into my diet, because it's not perfect, but it's not raw organs, but it's made with organ meat, and that's going to be much more, and honestly, that it's also much more satiating, right? Because you can be full and satisfied without being stuffed, and that's a mind bend, right? Because I'm used to stuffing myself silly and then still being hungry. Yeah. And the reason why that is because you're not getting the nutrients you need. Mm. If you're satisfied and you're not physically full, that's what you want to be. You want to get the nutrients you need and be okay. I don't need to eat anymore because I've got everything that I need right now. And that's,
isn't that health? Isn't that the health ranger dude?
Yeah, that's totally.
That's what he talks about. He says, you eat stuff because you're missing essential nutrients or essential sort of minerals or something. There'll be something missing in your in the food that you buy.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and that's
require supplements.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why people that are overweight, they've obviously got, it's not an energy problem because they've got excess energy on their body. The problem is they're not getting what they need. And so they're continuously hungry because they're not getting what they need. You're eating stuff that's nutrient poor and you're constantly hungry. You get what you need. You don't need to eat nearly as much. So there's a bit of work that you have to do to figure out what works for you, because for everybody's different. But And that's what you got to do. Start by getting rid of the crap food. That's what I always tell people. So you eat. Yeah. I think, like you said it best, it's if you can kill it or pick it, that's what you should eat. And the rest of it is probably, you should probably avoid it. And that's
like I said, lucky having olive oil that is olive oil.
Yeah, you're not going to find. Yeah, it's hard to find in the U.S. You have to order like Villa Capelli or something, which comes from Puglia, Italy. Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.